On stage, Michael Bloomberg qualifies with a new NPR PBS Marist poll, the fourth to have him above 10%.
It shows him with 19% support nationally in the Democratic field, coming in second to Senator Bernie Sanders, who is in the lead at 31%. The Democratic National Committee recently changed its rules for debate qualification, dropping the donation requirement, an important distinction because Bloomberg is not taking donations.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The head of the Federal Judges Association calls an emergency meeting about Trump administration intervention in politically sensitive cases.
Judge Cynthia Roof in Philadelphia said 1,000 federal judges called for the meeting to be held today after officials with the Department of Justice essentially recalled a 7 to 9 year sentence recommendation put out by the U.S. Attorney's Office for President Trump's confidant, Roger Stone.
Fox's David Spunt. America's listening to Fox News.
Post that link on Facebook.
Okay.
Not really with an opinion, because it takes all kinds, right?
It does. Yeah.
3 minutes after eight, it has been, well, if today, if you were to personify this Tuesday morning, you would say,
you sure is ugly.
It still is. We just checked. But what to expect?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
As I often say, not a Chamber of Commerce day. We had rain and thunderstorms during the night. Boy, I don't know about your house, but it was really raining to beat the band. I had 1.23 inches over in East Montgomery before the rain kind of moved off to the northeast, the current band. But we have dense fog parts of central Alabama right now. Visibility out at the airport down to an eighth of a mile. I see Greenville's down to a quarter of a mile. Still drizzle in Prattville. Showers and thunderstorms from time to time today. 74 the high today, 58 the low tonight. Tomorrow, maybe some morning showers, but I think much of tomorrow is dry and cooler, with a high around 61. Then another surge of rain late Wednesday night into Thursday. And boy, that is a drenching cold rain. Maybe even some snow flurries way up in North Alabama near the Tennessee border. Thursday's high barely up to about 50 here. No winter weather problems here, I'm thrilled to say. Dry, sunny, cool Friday. Saturday, dry, sunny, upper 50s to around 60, and maybe some more rain late Sunday. Right now, this morning, with the dense fog in the area and drizzle in some other areas, it's 61 at 8:05.
Thank you, Rich Thomas.
You are welcome, Greg.
Let's get this conundrum started, shall we? Give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Let's see.
If you are one of these, if you are a member of this profession, you are more likely to cause a car crash.
More of this profession?
Yes.
Interesting. Interesting.
I'm going to eliminate Uber drivers and all that.
Okay, right.
Lyft taxi drivers. It's not that. But a survey discovered that if you're one of these, you are more likely to cause a car crash.
Wow.
Kind of a surprising answer on this one. That's really the only clue I can give. But we're ready to take your calls at 272-9228. Again, a study revealed that people who are in this particular profession are more likely to be a cause of car wrecks. 272-9228. Hopefully we'll have a call or two to take right after your local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery County authorities are looking for a man wanted on felony domestic violence charges. Authorities say 22-year-old Alnakeo Davis seriously injured a family member by throwing hot liquid on them. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information. The Selma Interpretive Center will soon be expanding. The National Park Service is coordinating with the city of Selma on the project. The expansion includes new exhibits, a new state-of-the-art 100-seat theater, and a new film. The expansion will also include structural improvements to the building. And police chiefs from across the state are in Montgomery this week learning about the latest technology and training for officers. This includes the latest body cameras, new vehicle styles, and virtual reality training. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Thank you, Andrew James. Look at this. Participation.
Wow, that's colorful. All the lines are lit.
It's like Christmas.
Yep.
And here again is the conundrum. A survey revealed you are more likely to be the cause of car crashes if you're in this particular profession. JT, you were first. What you got?
Tow truck.
Tow truck. Oh, interesting. Well thought out.
I like the idea. Yeah, could that be it?
No. That's not it.
But it's a good guess. Yeah. Thank you. 272-9228.
Right.
East.
Hey, East.
Hey, listen, Jay, you know the movie Doctor Strange, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to say doctor or surgeon.
Doctor or surgeon, you think?
Yeah.
Aren't they one and the same?
Yeah, I would say so. Guess what? That's it. That's it.
Now, what was it you based that guess on?
Doctor Strange, a Marvel movie. Okay. The protagonist was in a tragic traffic accident. He was a brilliant surgeon and had all of his hands, both of his hands and all of his fingers broken.
Interesting.
I'm surprised you came to that based on that movie.
I thought we'd go through 25 calls.
Thought we were, and I thought it was going to go in the direction of people picking driving professions
right
as the ones to cause wrecks.
I thought this was so hard that it was going to go on for a long time. But
I am so sorry.
No, yeah,
that's
fine.
Okay.
No, you should be. You should be ashamed.
These are meant to be answered, so
I'm ashamed that I can't quote a book. I have to quote a popular movie, a comic book movie at that.
But doesn't it go the other way, too? The ones where we think is going to be really quick and it goes for a long time?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, all right, East, hang on. You're going to Seafood Bistro. Let's say good morning to Keith.
Hey.
Thanks for trying. We already got a winner.
Appreciate you calling. Okay. Thank you.
Hard Shell, haven't heard from you in a while. We got a winner.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Hi. Your driver's license.
Sorry that you didn't get in quick enough.
Yeah, I'm slow on the dial there, but yep. I did have the right answer.
Oh, okay, great, good.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's interesting.
We'll talk to you all later.
Hey, have a good
appreciate
one.
Appreciate the call.
You've got 2 weeks to pick up your prize. Monday through Friday, 5 here at the station.
9 minutes after 8 o'clock soon.
So
what we're going to do here is finish the break.
Okay, and then what?
Stupid news.
Stupid news, all right.
Morning Maroons later this hour.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about... 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Money for a year with no interest.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. That's what my world-renowned CPA Steve Durow would say. Yeah, you know, I'm very close to almost having mine filed.
I got I did that. It's a long story, but I finally got it.
I mean, February, that would be laughable for me in the past.
Oh, I know. You are the last day. You get extensions, right? You used to get extensions?
Jake can tell you. I think October 15th, like the first 10 years I lived here.
Yeah.
Always October.
I suffer from that IRS, and this is why they succeed, because they scare you. And I found dealing with them and the returns and all that was very paralyzing. And I've talked to other people who have the same thing.
But if you got a big refund coming back, you're more anxious to get it filed, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, well, I wish it was a big refund coming
well,
back.
Well, I've got a big one.
What is the worst smell in the world? We have...
Going downstairs. Limburger was bad. That Limburger was bad.
That was pretty overwhelming.
All right. Article in the New York Slimes. And I would only believe them in writing about something that stinks. The worst smell in the world, they narrowed it down to two possibilities. The first is something called U.S. government standard bathroom malodor. A scientist who was developing a stink bomb for the Department of Defense in 1998, that's not that long ago, tested tons of scents and found the smell of latrines from military fields was the most universally repulsive. So she developed a stink bomb recipe based on that.
Wonderful.
And then the second is a substance called thioacetone, excuse me.
Okay.
Emphasis on the S.
and where do you find this?
Thioacetone. It was invented in Germany. What's wrong with the thioacetone we got? In 1889, and the smell was so bad when a small amount spilled in the lab that it made an entire city sick.
Oh, my gosh.
No one's exactly sure what the chemical makeup of what they spilled is, so for now, the best part of the worst smell in the world is a battlefield toilet.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
In other stupid news, our facial expressions don't really give away what we're feeling, according to Ohio State. Do we believe them? There he is at the Macaulay Culkin face. Researchers analyzed 4 million facial expressions from people in 35 different countries, found that any attempts to figure out what those people were feeling were almost always wrong. That was true whether people were trying to interpret other people's facial expressions or whether computers with facial expression recognition algorithms are trying. Everyone makes different facial expressions based on context and cultural background. Some claim they can detect whether somebody is guilty of a crime or not, or whether a customer is satisfied. But research shows those claims are false. There's no way you can determine those things. Then how is it that I always had the giveaway face if I did something wrong?
You know, I think I do, too. It's hard to hide my emotion and my feelings.
This just into stupid news. Red Lobster's Cheddar Bay biscuits are no longer unlimited. Repeating.
Once again, the bulletin as we have it.
Yes, your Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits are no longer unlimited.
By the way,
it's the end of the world.
They have like two of them now.
By the way, they are pretty incredible.
They are.
The price of wine keeps going down. Good news for wine drinkers in all forms. Today is National Drink Some Wine Day.
Meanwhile, there's a story about liquor sales that are going, price of alcohol going way up.
Well, they routinely mark up alcohol in bars and restaurants by 300%.
300%, yeah.
In fact, in so many restaurants, it's a very thin profit margin on the food. It's the beverage where they make the dough.
Right.
Anyway, Red Lobster has quietly changed their policy on their famous Cheddar Bay biscuits. You can now have two with every entree, and that's it. The wine issue, the price of wine keeps dropping, mainly because of a surplus of grapes in California. Experts say the best wine retail prices will be available in the last 20 years. They may even last for 3 or 4 years before they start to go up again.
Does this mean the cheap wine is going to get even cheaper?
Yeah, you wonder, huh?
What's wrong with the MD-20 we have?
Yeah. MD-20?
You want to bring out the good stuff.
It's
Thunderbird.
Oh, God.
That's when company comes over, right?
Yeah, I think there's a regional thing with that, because in Chicago it was a sangria, but what was the brand name?
Boone's Farm?
Boone's Farm.
Yeah, that was growing up.
Oh, boy.
That was growing up. That takes me back.
Yeah.
18, 19, 20.
40. And then during the worst days pre-rehab, Andre's Cold Dutch. Oh.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
And it's our final story in the stupid news segment. Beer goggles are real, according to researchers. They found that drunk participants were equally distracted from a task by both attractive and unattractive faces, while those who were sober were more distracted by attractive faces. Study authors note that alcohol may level the playing field among potential suitors by causing them to pay attention to all potential mates and not just the hotties, okay. Male or female.
I see.
This beer goggle effect was observed in people with relatively low intoxication levels, like 0.01%, which is 7 hundredths below legally drunk, to 0.09, which is 1/100 of a point too high.
So you're telling me there's a study out now, and they paid some money for a study.
By Derek Hine.
That indicates that if alcohol, you start considering people you wouldn't have considered.
Your field of possibilities expands with every drink.
Well, good thing this study pointed that out.
The author of the study, Derek Hines, says most people have heard of the beer goggle effect, and always in kind of a mocking, joking way.
Yeah.
And our research adds to the body of evidence showing that there is some truth to this anecdotal wisdom. I mean, anytime you can verify an urban legend like beer goggles, I think that's electrifying.
There was always a, I don't even know if it's still, I think it is still there. It was the sheriff's department. They had a booth at the fair inside the Garrett Coliseum there. And you could put on their beer goggles, which would simulate
that's interesting.
This vision. And you'd have to walk the, you know, do the straight line walk.
Huh.
With the beer goggles on. It were these goggles, and of course they would impair your vision.
Yeah.
And apparently throw off your balance or what you were seeing.
Can you imagine if you wore those after a few beers?
Would that change anything?
I don't know.
Yeah, it'd probably make it worse. I don't know. I have no idea. Right, but I don't know how it would affect your vision, but it would, and it would make it very tough to walk a straight line.
The one thing the sheriff used to have at the fair that I loved was that bad guy inside the house. You kind of go all these different angles in a bad guy, and you have to shoot him.
Oh.
They had some kind of laser gun.
Oh.
That was fun.
To do that again.
I never did the beer goggles.
You remember the WKRP episode with Johnny Fever and the state trooper and his reaction time on hitting the bell?
Yeah.
Which got better and better.
Better with every drink. We did the same thing in Miami many years ago, and it was so stupid. It just... Okay, this is what we sound like after... 11 drinks.
11.
And you're on the clock.
823, Mr. Electric, you don't have to think about who to call when you need any type of electrical work, whether it's repair, installation, maybe you just got a Ring doorbell system and, well, yes, you can install it yourself. No thanks. Anything that says that I can install it, I'm still calling Mr. Electric because I want it done right. What's the point in investing in things that, you know, protect your home if it's something you're not really, that's not in your wheelhouse. Mr. Electric employs only certified master electricians. When you need them, call them at 245-1566. They'll make an appointment at your convenience. How about that? A service company that will actually come when you can be available to greet them. They will assess whatever work it is you need done, give you an upfront price, and that's the price you pay. So there's no games, no gimmicks, and top-notch professionals. Best outcomes anywhere. So just, if you don't need them today, you may need them down the road. Mr. Electric, 245-1566, or visit MrElectricOfMontgomery.com.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still seeing a good bit of slow traffic on I-85 southbound from Mount Meigs past Chantilly to Taylor Road. A little bit of a slowdown on 85 southbound Perry Hill to Ann Street. I-65 southbound, just a little slowdown at the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. Things are moving a little bit better there. Still seeing a lot of congestion on 231 inbound on Wetumpka. A lot of traffic on Atlanta Highway to Madison Avenue into downtown and the boulevard. Spotty congestion all around the city. We have no reports of any accidents into us at this time to pass along to you, but we will keep an eye on traffic for you throughout the day. Keep it right here. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama,
We have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. We have the largest selection of mid-size and compact construction machines available to rent to meet the demands of your business. From hard-working Cat mini excavators and wheel loaders to aerial lifts, air compressors, light towers, and much more. With the largest fleet in Alabama and Northwest Florida, we not only deliver the equipment to your job site, we offer the support you need to help keep you ahead of schedule and ahead of the competition. The Thompson Cat Rental Store. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and rental options, visit thompsoncat.com or contact your local sales representative.
A hug, a kiss, and a card were nice, but I'm headed to Marguerite's to get my own hoops for just $99. Gold hoops are my number one jewelry go-to. And right now, hoops in 14-karat white, yellow, or rose gold are only $99 at my favorite jewelry store, Marguerite's. Offer good while supplies last. Stop by today. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is conveniently located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road, and they're open 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This week is confusing, baby, 'cause I'm not sure I know the day. And I guess I've got to hit the road. The work week starts today. I try not to confuse myself, but something seems really strange. It feels like a
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV at 8:30. A couple of odds and ends here this morning. The Federal Trade Commission.
FTC.
We don't talk FTC. About them enough, do we?
Yeah.
They say online dating scams are on the rise, and Americans lost $201 million last year to romantic fraud. And that's about 40% more than 2018. These are long-term scams that don't happen just once because the people committing the crimes try to cultivate a trusting relationship with the victim. The median loss for U.S. victims of romance was $501. Victims over age 70 were conned out of more than $6,000 each. Experts say keeping a sharp eye out for red flags is the best way to protect your heart and your wallet. Well, we're not talking about like Match.com and stuff. It's these pop-ups you see, you know, pick your age, meet a friend.
Oh, I see. Not the well-known deals out there.
Have you guys gotten more robocalls recently?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I sent a very ugly message to a certain campaign that went to my phone, texted my phone. And I sent a very detailed message back.
Good for you.
I haven't got anything.
I get them, but it's because I don't have a local prefix. So I get them from South Florida.
Yeah.
And there's a company now called Do Not Pay. They offer a legal service called Chatbot. They've created an app called Robo Revenge that helps sue the companies behind these calls.
Ah.
So to use the app, you have to first put your number on the National Do Not Call Registry. But if it's there, why are you still getting calls? That's one thing. If the Robo Revenge user gets a call from a spammer, they can provide the person with fake credit card information provided by the Robo Revenge app. Once the spammer charges the card, the transaction provides details that can be used by the app to generate and serve the necessary documents to the source of the calls for as much as $3,000.
Hmm.
Now, it kind of automates some of the processes, but man, this would be worth it just to hit a button and it automatically transmits the information to the robocaller and they end up paying the bill.
Do you get no caller ID calls? Not very many.
Rarely.
I'll get,
I just figured out.
The new one is wireless caller. It says wireless caller on the screen.
Well, mine will say spam risk. And then
oh, really?
Yeah.
I got one in the middle of the night. Two of them from a no caller ID. And I found out how to block those. So that's not going to happen anymore.
Vegans, a naked man in a grocery store, and others coming up in our Morning Maroon nominees. Let's talk about Seafood Bistro. We just gave away a $10 gift certificate.
Yeah, I would love to talk about the Seafood Bistro. It is delicious. If you haven't tried the Seafood Bistro, I always suggest going with the po' boy. You can go with a junior if you'd like to, but if you want to get the full Seafood Bistro experience, just get the regular shrimp po' boy with the dragon style. And that is like the epitome of the Seafood Bistro experience. It is a massive amount of food. So much so that you probably won't finish all of it and have some left over. You're going for lunch, but you'll also get dinner. It'll hold over. But that's what I would suggest you try out. But they have a ton of things on the menu, which you can see all of them at their website. Go to theseafoodbistro.com. Once you're there, you can see all the things on the menu. You can actually put in your order if you'd like to. It'll be ready for you when you go by there to pick it up. They open up at 11 a.m. today and every day. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, just right down from the radio station here. And you can call them at 279-7500. Or if you just don't feel like getting out, well, have it delivered. Get one of the delivery apps on your phone. Those food service delivery things, they'll bring it right to your door.
Yeah.
TheSeafoodBistro.com. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
834.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
After a wet and stormy night, some of us are getting a partial break at the moment. Some of the heavier rain has moved into east central Alabama. A lot of you got more than an inch of rain. I had 1.23. What did you have in Prattville?
Let me check it.
I had 0.42 when I left.
0.42. Yeah, that was a little low. That's a little low. Because I was in the 0.9 range when you were at 0.42. And we're
at 0.94.
Okay.
Actually, my homeowners association prohibits more than half an hour.
I see. That's in the covenant. The airport had 0.88. Anyway, dense fog has taken over in many areas, at least for now. Showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time today. Kind of a warm day for February with a high around 74. 58 is the low tonight. Tomorrow, there could be some showers early in the day. I think much of tomorrow is dry, cooler, 61 for a high. Another surge of rain late Wednesday night into Thursday. That's a drencher. And a cold rain with Thursday's high barely at 50. Oh, my gosh, that is chicken soup weather. And then a dry day but cool on Friday, a little breezy. Then on Saturday, we're dry, sunny, upper 50s to around 60. And then maybe some more rain late Sunday. Right now, this morning, cloudy skies, 61 at 836.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
All right, we're going to check traffic up next. Our morning maroon nominees.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another update. We have a lot better situation on I-65 and 85 now. The slowdowns are out of the way. We've got speed limit traffic through downtown Montgomery. We've still got a lot of congestion. Northeast Boulevard, Eastern Boulevard around Carmichael Road, East South Boulevard, Troy Highway in front of Baptist Alpha, Norman Bridge. Taylor Road, very busy at this time. Please use caution wherever you are and drive carefully today. We'll be here with updates. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota, and the selection is fantastic. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery County authorities are looking for a man wanted on felony domestic violence charges. Authorities say 22-year-old Alnakeo Davis seriously injured a family member by throwing hot liquid on them. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information. Police chiefs from across the state are in Montgomery this week learning about the latest technology and training for officers. This includes the latest body cameras, new vehicle styles, and virtual reality training. And the Selma Interpretive Center will soon be expanding. The National Park Service is coordinating with the city of Selma to expand the facility. This includes new exhibits, a new state-of-the-art 100-seat theater, and a new film. The expansion also includes structural improvements to the building. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com. today.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
and guess what day it feels like? Tuesday. Because it is. I was lining up our Morning Maroon nominees, and I just came across a story. Somebody vandalized Plymouth Rock with red spray paint. And they're about to commemorate the 400th anniversary.
Oh, jeez.
I'll just caption that with a home.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah. Why not? Why get complicated? Why be dramatic? Yeah. You know me. That's just not my style.
Plymouth Rock.
Let's bring in the great American Ayatollah Jean Kadeh.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. And nominee number one I posted earlier today on Facebook. And that is, I guess it's a thing, a new trend where young vegan adults, instead of walking a pet like a cat or a dog, are now out walking cabbages.
What?
I'm not making this up. This is not a satire site. The Spanish dog lover website, La Manadad, found that the practice, well, kind of amusing. It's wonderful anti-stress therapy, given that walking cabbages over dogs is a win-win. The idea is simple. You feel as lonely and simple as a cabbage, so you begin to act like one and befriend one, and that acceptance brings change.
Why cabbage, though? It could have been anything.
Well,
why cabbage?
I don't know. A cabbage is kind of a rugged... You couldn't walk a head of lettuce. It would be shredded by the time you got across.
Of course.
Cabbage, you know, those leaves have... They're pretty tough.
I got you.
I'm pretty sure that's not from a satirical website. All right, guess what state we're going to next?
Maybe Florida?
You're right. DeLand, Florida. It's a big state. There's stupidity all over it. A 28-year-old guy named Stephen Short. Friday night, somebody spotted him shoplifting ribeye steaks from a grocery store by shoving them down his pants.
Well, you know.
The manager started chasing him and grabbed him, but Stefan wriggled out of his clothes and ran out of the store naked. Unfortunately, police were waiting outside when he wouldn't stop. He was tased, and either that accidentally or maybe a little on purpose, one of the taser prongs went into...
Ooh. Ouch.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Right in his two... genitals. He went to the hospital. No word on what condition his dainty parts are in, but he has been charged with theft and resisting arrest. And of course, the store can't resell the meat, even though they recovered.
Right. Yeah. There's certain. That's what you got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah. And then finally, Santa Monica, California, where the staff of a public library is facing termination of employment. Somehow, it happened during regular hours. Somebody managed to get into the library, maybe nobody goes, and shoot an adult film in its entirety in the library. The movie showed up on Pornhub, and I guess some of the locals happened to notice that their local library had been used as a set for what was going on.
Trying to think of possible titles.
Now, were they paid to look the other way? Were the producers that clever? That part isn't known yet, but that...
What section of the library, I wonder?
The Dewey Decimal.
Okay.
Where would you find that on the Dewey Decimal system? So who do you like the most here?
I think I don't know. I just can't believe these vegans are walking cabbages.
I'm starting... The more I look at it, the more I'm starting to doubt it myself, but...
Then you got the... And then you got the naked man who, you know, who thinks they're going to get away with?
I mean, he got his comeuppance.
Did.
With a taser to the...
Right.
You know.
Steal our meat, we're going to tasers.
So, I'm okay with either one of those, the naked guy or the vegan.
Let's go with naked guy.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do naked guy.
What an ultra maroon.
Hey, everybody that qualified. We just invented a new word.
Qualified.
You've qualified for our end of the week grand prize drawings. Among the items that we give away, the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. A reminder, Don't let your busy life get in the way of getting your car the service it needs so you don't end up on the side of the road with something you could have prevented with just a regular checkup. State-of-the-art diagnostics, master certified technicians, wholesale prices on all major name brand tires, and the spirit of Don Duncan, which is how can we accommodate your service to make it work for you? If it's a ride back to your office or home, just ask. If you need a pickup to get back later, just ask. They're more than happy to do it at all three locations, serving all of Prattville and, of course, Millbrook 2 from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. And then Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison. That's really convenient if you work for the government. And then serving southeastern Montgomery on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Here's our final traffic at 847.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another update. We have a lot better situation on I-65 and 85 now. The slowdowns are out of the way. We've got speed limit traffic through downtown Montgomery. We've still got a lot of congestion. Northeast Boulevard, Eastern Boulevard around Carmichael Road, East South Boulevard, Troy Highway in front of Baptist Alpha, Norman Bridge. Taylor Road, very busy at this time. Please use caution wherever you are and drive carefully today. We'll be here with updates. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota, and the selection is fantastic. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% AutoPay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
A hug, a kiss, and a card were nice, but I'm headed to Marguerite's to get my own hoops for just $99. Gold hoops are my number one jewelry go-to, and right now, hoops in 14-karat white, yellow, or rose gold are only $99 at my favorite jewelry store, Marguerite's. Offer good while supplies last. Stop by today. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is conveniently located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road, and they're open 7 days a week.
Mr. Sandman. Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale. But it's also my anniversary month, so we're having our month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Serta's, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale, many are well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal, the Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm wearing my chicken crocs, a pair of potato socks, extra crispy, nice and hot. Put my chicken shoes on. Original recipe chicken in a Crocs design. They're so beautiful. My feet smell like drumsticks, wings, and thighs. And they're comfortable. Everyone says I smell like chicken meat. 'Cause I've got buckets of chicken on my feet. I love wearing my chicken Crocs, the best shoes I ever bought. Love the aroma when I walk with my chicken shoes on. My tootsies always smell nice with my Crocs dips and herbs and spice. Smell my toes, wanna take a bite. Makes me hungry for lunch.
That's a Zac Brown-esque tribute to those Crocs that are coming out with the chicken scent.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wear those regularly.
No.
Much less something that looked like...
It's not just the smell. Did you see what they look like?
Yeah, they're pretty hideous.
Yeah,
they really are.
Hideous.
And just a reminder...
Good morning, everyone.
You know what day it is.
It's National Drink Wine Day today.
It's National Drink Wine Day.
Do you drink wine?
Is it too early for a drink?
Anything to drink. Some wine, perhaps.
Is it too early to have a drink?
On the 18th of February is National Drink Wine Day.
I don't start drinking this early.
Didn't Jesus drink wine?
Yes,
but not
this early in the morning.
And you know what time it is?
It's showtime.
And maybe this is the guy that can help us start our own vineyard. Actually, do they grow grapes in Alabama? Let's ask Eddie at Prattville Farm Center.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning, Eddie.
How are y'all doing?
Good.
Doing good. How are you?
Doing well.
I know. There's some vineyards in
there. There is. There's one on the way. I know between here and Birmingham, there's one.
Yeah.
How do you get raisins?
Oh, yeah. There's some up in Columbia. Chillon County's actually got a pretty good scuppernong vineyard up there, I think.
Uh-huh.
We can grow most anything around here.
Yeah.
It's almost that time. Not quite, but almost. Certainly, we're getting plenty of... Yeah, you got to wonder, thinking ahead to when it really becomes planting time, the ground should be really ready to go, huh?
Well, fortunately, we are not looking at a drought situation. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
We have a
maybe
surplus.
I'll try the tomatoes one last time.
Yeah, I hope so.
This will be it.
I'm a big fan of your tomatoes.
Well, I got to get out to Prattville Farm. When will those be in, Eddie?
They'll probably be in around the end of March before the tomatoes actually get here. But now you can start them from seed now if you've got some way to... So, you know, you can just set them in a windowsill and a tray, but if you wanted to go ahead and get ahead of them, you can go ahead and start them, or you can wait on our plants to come. But, hey, now's the time to be thinking about it.
By the way, we want to encourage anybody that's participating in the Pod Forward program, you can go get a 50-pound bag of dog food at Prattville Farm Center.
That's
at
a great
price.
Yeah.
And they'll even carry it out to the car for you.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Just a thought. And it's good dog food, too.
We've got it for any kind of dog and any kind of budget and just whatever. We like to match the correct product to the correct need, and we take a little time and make sure we do that here.
By the way, if you're one of those who likes to plant bulbs, like Mrs. Ritterbuttle is, they have a tool that makes that so easy. You just place it over the place where the bulb goes, put a little weight on it, give it a twist. It takes the dirt out in a perfect column. You put the bulb in, and then just put the dirt back on top of it.
Magical.
It's something that used to require, you know, digging and then smoothing. It's so easy. You can plant 50 bulbs in an hour. That's one of the great tools they have at Prattville Farm Center.
Yeah, we got all kinds of... We got all our seeders and garden planters and all that stuff coming in now. We pretty well getting ready for spring. Like I said, it's here, so any home garden, anything from the... From the 100-horsepower tractor down to a hand tool, we can help you with.
All right, and that includes the wisdom of how to plant it and get the best result. Give us your location and hours, Eddie.
We are at 1154 South Memorial Drive, just below McDonald's here on Highway 31. We're here from 7 to 6 Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday, and closed on Sunday.
We appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Great, these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-all, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. And now, here's how to talk like a gangster for boomers. Here's how to say, you are beautiful like a gangster. You be stupid fly. Let me pull up to your bumper and smack that monkey. Repeat. You be stupid fly. Let me pull up to your bumper and smack that monkey. And that's how you say, you are beautiful. Gangster style.
Anybody want to practice on Joey?
No.
You be stupid fly.
What's the other part?
Pull up to your bumper.
Greg, you know, you're looking good today. Let me pull up to that bumper and
spank that monkey or something.
Smack that monkey.
Smack that monkey.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
Well, I would smack.
It's too late.
So, young Joey, what will be the focal point of News and Views today? Is Jack coming in?
Jack will be here.
Oh, good.
We'll be, you know, cleaning up everything that's going on with Bloomberg, of course. He's really the face of the